We have Danny West on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Business printing, mailing services, and mailing equipment. Get $100 in free postage with a new postage meter, armailing.com. Danny, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, great, man. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
Good.
Danny, real quick, we had Tommy of Perryville call in. Let's take him. I know he wants to vote on some of these courses. And I guess he hung up. So.
Yeah, Danny, do you golf much?
You know what? I putt-putt golf, and my wife beats me every time.
There we go.
Oh, you can't let her do that, Danny. You got to start practicing a little more.
Brian, man.
Well, let's talk about Arkansas's, I guess, one of the prize recruits from this last year's recruiting class is actually, what is he, on spring break, and he's up visiting in northwest Arkansas?
Correct. Alex Collins, Buddha, is currently in Fayetteville. I want to say he got up here Monday. I think he's going to stay until Thursday night, or Friday morning. Came up with his coach and his wife, and just kind of hanging out and getting to know a few more people. And I know yesterday he actually went to Austin Allen's baseball game to cheer him on, and just having a good time, learning a little bit more about the academic side of things at the U of A. But everything seems to be going well. I tell you what, that's a fan favorite already, and he's just going to continue to impress people. It's one of the greatest stories Arkansas recruiting has had in several years, in my opinion. Great kid.
Danny, I know that some people are going to say, okay, let's make sure Arkansas is not doing anything wrong here. He came up with his high school coach. But this isn't the norm that someone from out of state comes up to see the school, is it? On their spring break after they've already signed, they've been here once on an official visit?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen this time and time again. Happens, not everyone does it, but there's always a couple kids here and there in each class that will take time. And usually it happens on spring break, but a lot of them just take a weekend or something and come up. So, yeah, it's nothing new as far as as far as that goes. Everything squared away on his end. His coach actually has family somewhere around here somewhere. I'm not going to misquote, but they're actually leaving out tonight, I think, to go see more of his family somewhere in our region. I'm really not sure exactly where.
Well, give us an overview so far on spring ball. Is everybody making it healthy so far? You don't want anybody to get hurt right now.
Sure. Mikhail McKay, the big wide receiver, sophomore receiver, is the only one we've even heard about being a little bit banged up, but he'll be fine. I think it's something minor. Really, guys, we're not going to speak to Coach Ash until later this evening, so most of what I will say will be based, on offense. But relatively healthy. Everything's off to a good start so far. I think they're about where they thought they'd be. Right now, just kind of working through the kinks of changing that vocabulary and learning, new terminology. I thought it was interesting. Brandon Mitchell, the first few practices, was actually reverting back to his old terminology and calling plays under that system. But they're just kind of working through that. I think they're about where they thought they'd be right now.
Danny, let's switch gears real quick to basketball and basketball recruiting. Jamal Jones has been offered, 6'8", two guard, can handle the ball a little bit if he needs to, but out of Searcy, Arkansas, went to Ole Miss and then went the JUCO route, but apparently has had a life change, and Arkansas is really, really interested in him.
Arkansas is very interested, and I know on this program last week we talked about Jamal a little bit, and it wasn't probably 2 hours later Arkansas had officially offered him a scholarship. So in my opinion, Trey, I think Arkansas is probably going to end up getting Jamal. He did run into a little bit of trouble down at Ole Miss, and from everything he told me, he really took that as, hey, I've got maybe one more shot left at junior college, so I better make this one count, and really kind of grew up, and a lot of times you see that. So sounds like a good kid. I know Texas A&M's going to be really, I'm not going to say really tough to beat, but they're going to be the other team to beat, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Really put in a lot of time with him, but in the end, I think he's probably going to call the Hawks.
As far as basketball, since we're on that, and Marshawn Powell, is it official now? Because we said that it was on Twitter.
Powell's official.
So it's official. Have we heard anything on B.J. Young as far as what he's going to decide to do? And do you think that – which I think that me and Trey both believe that all the players will probably stay there. At least I do. I don't know that any of them will transfer away. But when you're talking about the basketball team, will any of them transfer, or do you think B.J. Young will also declare?
In my opinion, and this is just my gut opinion, I would expect BJ to leave, but I felt that way for a long time. Haven't heard anything solid, anything new on him lately. Still kind of going back, you know, based on my gut opinion with BJ, but I would still expect him to leave. I know his stock has kind of dropped over the last several weeks, actually. But, what was the other question? Do I
any other players?
You know, because we've had people call in and ask about Ricky Scott or Hunter Mickelson, if they're going to transfer out. Do you believe any of those, or maybe even a Wagner transfers out, or do you think all of them will stay?
Yeah, I mean, you always get the same names with these rumors and stuff, people speculating. I'm certainly not going to do that, but because I really don't know for sure. But I do know I had an Arkansas assistant tell me towards the end of the season, hey, we're not big on running people off, you know, and because you gotta think now, they're worried about their numbers too. They don't need they really don't need a lot of turnover, if you know what I mean. They need kids to stay here and graduate. But I definitely wouldn't rule it out though. I mean,
yeah.
Currently they're one over. Oh, I guess they're even now that on scholarships now that Powell has announced, but still got a little room to work with, so definitely won't rule that out.
And I would think, too, like what you're saying, in-state players, once they commit to your program and go up there, if there's not a coaching change,
right,
it's so tough to tell one of those players to leave, and that really could hurt you, especially with your relationship with other coaches, and just leaves a bad taste in their mouth that if they don't choose to leave, you can't kind of ask them or be the first person to ask them to leave.
Hey, you're absolutely right. You know, going back to football on that topic, you notice Bielema really didn't cut ties with any of his in-state commits when he walked through the doors over here, so... but he did cut ties with some out-of-state guys.
Right.
The state of Arkansas is not in position, you know, to be cutting in-state ties in any sport.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers just aren't up there, yeah.
Right.
Danny, you've switched to football. Let's talk football recruiting a little bit. Some of the guys that Arkansas is on, I know you're in the middle of spring, and they've got spring practices going on. Some of these players – that are getting ready for their senior years and going to start going through their off-season springs at their high schools once they get done with spring break and things like that. Talk about some of the guys that they have their eyes on and when they might have a chance to get out and go back and evaluate them even more and try and – I know they send them letters constantly, but try and really start pounding into them that we want you here at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, hey, they're actually going to have an unofficial visitor up here today. He's a 2015 kid, tight end, defensive end out of Jeff City, Missouri. Hale Hentges, I guess is his last name, going to be visiting today. He's got Arkansas offer, Missouri, Wisconsin. Bielema's staff actually offered this kid as a ninth grader. So they're really high on him, about 6'4", 220. But and then you'll have other kids throughout the spring visit and whatnot, and it's really when they'll do a lot of personal evaluations as far as character and grades and stuff like that. But really, again, I go back to the June camp, you know, coming up. There's really a handful of guys within the state that, in my opinion, have a great chance of earning an offer. So that's really what they're going to focus on. They're only doing one camp this year, so going to be a big one, and that's really when I think you'll see a lot of new offers go out.
Well, and as far as this isn't a recruiting question, but we've had also some live fan feedback and fan response about the closed practices.
Right.
You know, what do you think about that as far as do you like it? And is the only open practice to the public going to be the red-white game?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, that is the case. The media – you know, from my standpoint, I really don't like it, you know, simply because, a lot of people really don't want to go out there and watch 3 hours of practice, but I love it. You know, there's no place I'd rather be. So from that perspective, it's kind of disappointing. But, hey, when you're 4-8, shut it down. You know, you've got a lot to improve on. So just shut it down, keep everybody out, and work on it.
Danny, some of the needs that Arkansas has to address, obviously going into this year, they're going to play with the hand that they're dealt. But when this staff is able to get a full year of recruiting under their belts, how do you see them using the talent that they get in?
Well,
if that question makes sense.
Sure. You mean like which areas they're really going to focus on? Again, I think they've still got a long way to go on the offensive line, especially at tackle and at running back. You know, I go back to Bobby Petrino. He always brought in all those wide receivers, and everybody kind of got sick of it, you know, him signing 5 or 6 every year. Well, I think now you're going to see that many offensive linemen signed and maybe 2 or 3 running backs every year. So that's definitely going to be their strength over the next 3, 4, 5 years or however long he's here. But on defense, my goodness, you look at last year's defense, question marks everywhere coming back this year. They've really got a long way to go to step it up there, and it starts up front. You know, you've got Bijan Jackson already committed, but the top target, in my opinion, is Josh Frazier here at Springdale Harbor. Got to get him as well as, you know, maybe some linebackers. Still got a long way to go as far as depth at linebacker. So those are the main positions I would expect for 2013's class, 14, I mean.
And I know Jim Chaney talked to the media Tuesday after practice. Chris Ash will talk tonight, so we'll get a little bit better feeling of how he feels the defense is coming along. But what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to take baby steps with these guys.
Sure. I think you've got to. As far as vocabulary, cleaning out the closet and everything, trying to get rid of bad habits and installing what's new to them, I think you've got to take baby steps. A lot of young players, you know. I mean, you look at the linebackers, your projected starters were true freshmen last year. Jonathan Williams at running back, a true sophomore, going to be carrying the load. Behind him, you've got a true freshman, Alex Collins. So a lot of your best players are brand new guys. So, hey, take it slow and make sure they've got it.
Yeah, and that's one thing he talked about, Coach Bielema. He said the first time he watched film was how much bad technique there was out there and lack of discipline. And so I'm sure that that's what that's their first thing that they want to get accomplished is teaching these kids the proper technique. And you talked a little bit about picking up the offense and kind of reverting back to the last year's terminology. Who do you think, as far as the quarterbacks, did he say which one was picking up the offense better? Or did he give any indication of who might be the front runner so far?
No, I mean, I think it's still way too early for that, and he really didn't give us anything solid as far as who might be in front. But I think it'd be safe to say it's going to come down to the two Brandons, Brandon Allen and Brandon Mitchell, of course. Just my opinion. I know you want to build toward the future, and if that's the case, Brandon Allen would be who you want to step up.
Right.
But in my opinion, I think it's probably going to come down to Brandon Mitchell, his experience, you know, his demeanor. He's seen it all. Like you said the other day, he told us, I've played a lot of football, been around here a long time, and he has. So that would be my early guess as far as starting quarterback, Brandon Mitchell.
And I would agree with you as far as if you're building towards the future, like if there's a tie, if it's really close, you probably go with the sophomore. Mm-hmm. Brandon Mitchell has to actually beat him out because he is a senior. He's just going to be there for another 3 months as far as when the season starts. But you talked about Alex Collins coming in and probably being that backup running back right away. What other true freshmen do you see coming in that are going to be in that two-deep depth chart?
That's a great question. Obviously, I'll start with junior college guys. I know you asked for true freshmen, but
those two.
Yeah, I would expect all of the junior college guys. And then from there, I think you have to look at needs Got a lot of question marks on the offensive line, especially at tackle. Who's to say Dan Skipper won't come in and at least take a number two job behind Hurd or Bray Cook? I think he'd be a solid choice. Denver Kirkland was an absolute monster get out of Florida. Maybe he can help you. He's certainly big enough. And then from there, hey, don't count out Brooks Ellis at linebacker. They need some depth there. Brooks is a really smart kid, big kid, so I think he can handle the physical aspect of it. But maybe a cornerback. Maybe the kid they got out of Texas, DJ Dean, can come in. I know they like him at punt return as well, so maybe that opens the door for him to get on the field early.
And, Danny, I know you haven't been able to see practice, but you got to interview some of the players. Can you tell some of the transformations that their bodies have taken on since Ben Herbert has arrived on campus?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When the roster was released right before spring started, I saw Jonathan Williams, 220 pounds, and I always mess with Jonathan. He's a good kid. But he walked in the other day, and he's every bit of that. I mean, that's a big chunky kid now, and I mean that in the good sense. He's not as cut as Nile Davis was at that age, but certainly as big and thick as he was in the upper body. He was one, and then Keon Hatcher, 208 pounds, 6% body fat. That's pretty solid.
Wow, yeah, that's like a brick. Let's go to Tony in the Rock. Tony, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Yeah, I want to know if you knew any information about Patrick Arnaez, the walk-on fullback out of San Diego.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Patrick Arnaez.
Arnaez.
Oh, Arenzi.
Arenzi.
Yeah, he came here at about 240 pounds. I think he's up to 260 or so now. He's kind of in that Kiro Small type mold. He's kind of had the same story as far as bouncing around from a few schools before he finally landed at a junior college out there. And, of course, came here, going to walk on and hopes to earn a scholarship. But a really big, tough kid, about 5'10", 260 or so, but just a freak in the weight room from what I understand.
Yeah, I watched his highlight film. Great blocker. He blows some guys up.
Absolutely.
All right, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Some other guys, Danny, that might have surprised some of the coaches at their ability. Who would they be?
Yeah, I'll go to wide receiver. Keon Hatcher, the guy I just spoke about. Michael Smith told me the other day, I asked him for a couple of names that really stood out to him, the new wide receivers coach, of course. And he named Javonte Herndon, a senior. He said he's the cream of the crop right now. And that kind of surprised me a little bit. But and he also named Keon Hatcher. So Keon's doing some good things. I think Mikael McKay's injuries held him back a little bit, but he'll be fine. And then Demetrius Wilson going into his final season. Definitely one to watch there as well.
Danny, as always, we appreciate your time.
You bet, man. I appreciate it.